If there's an individual who has a sense of the Jewish calendar, the Torah calendar, it's not possible that there aren't deep stirrings inside of Elul. Reb Chaska Levenstein Zatzal used to just bang on the bima and say Elul, and that was enough. Not for our generation, but it's amazing. I've spoken to simple Jews, and they've said to me, you know, we're looking for inspiration in terms of Elul. Elul is a tremendous opportunity. Says the Grava, Esnapa Lifnei Hashem, that Moshe Rabbeinu, from Rosh Chodesh Elul until he brought down the Aseres HaDibros, threw himself in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it is a time and an opportunity that anybody that comes could actually transform themselves. But there are tshuva inhibitions. There are things that hold back from tshuva. I believe one of the most powerful, and Be'ezer Hashem today, we are going to discuss three of them, starts from the word Elul itself. It dawned on me on Rosh Chodesh Elul that the word Elul backwards, which of course stands for Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li, I am to my beloved and my beloved is to me, backwards the letters spell out Lule. Only if things would have been different, then I'd be a better person. And in many ways, that is one of the chief inhibitors to a tshuva. So many people say, in Shalom Bayis, if only my wife was such, if only my husband was such, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu had given me a job where I have to be at work at 9 o'clock, then I would daven at the 7 o'clock minyan. But I got to be at work at 7:30. Only if I had a job like my friend that actually ended early in the afternoon, then I'd be able to learn in the afternoon and evening. Lule. Elul argues the exact opposite. Elul says that we have to take the first step. Ani l'dodi v'dodi li, I am to my beloved and my beloved is to me. I am to Kutcha Brichu. I make a commitment. It's not Lule, but it's the opposite. It's Elul. Ani l'dodi v'dodi li. There's an awesome vart that is said, I believe, in the name of the Satmar Rav Zatzal. On the Pasuk in Parshas Ekev, that describes the year Meireshis Hashanah, from the beginning of the calendaric year, Ad Achrishanah. The Pasuk is describing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has His eyes here in Eretz Yisrael constantly. Meireshis Hashanah Ad Achrishanah. But notice, the Pasuk says Hashanah, the year, at the beginning, and then says Ad Achrishanah. Minus the hay, outside of the hay. The Satmar Rav said that that's the nature of the human condition. We're sincere. We start off and we really want to change. We say, this is the year. And then things happen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu throws us challenges. It wasn't exactly the way we planned. It wasn't textbook. And then it becomes just another year that passed. Maybe we could add that the last month of the year is Elul. Elul is a time where we say, yes, we're going to be different next year, even though we know it's going to be like any other year, that things will sprout out at us, jump out at us, challenge us. And we understand in Elul that for a tshuva to work, that we have to be ready, that this year things aren't going to be given to us on a silver platter. Meireshis Hashanah Ad Achris Shana. The Kotzker Rebbe Zechusa Yodgein Aleinu said amazingly, Rav Andi Yudin told me this. That the Kotzker Rebbe said on a famous Mishnah in Avos, Al toimar kishe efne eshne, don't say that when I will have time I will learn. Shema lo tipane, maybe you'll never have time. It's a simple understanding of the Mishnah is, Al toimar kishe efne eshne, don't push it off till tomorrow, because maybe tomorrow is not going to come. Shema lo tipane, maybe it's not going to make the turn. Don't push it off till when you're retired. That's a simple reading of the Mishnah. Says the Kotzker Rebbe, Kedarko v'kodesh amito shel Taira. Al toimar kishe efne eshne, don't say when I have time I will learn. Shema lo tipane, maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want you to have that amount of time. And He wants you to have a challenge, and He wants you to find a way to find time. Ani ledaldi, lule, only if I had time, if I had the resources. What a tshuva inhibition. And people are so sincere, but they're conditional. And a love relationship between husband and wife, a love relationship between an Eved Hashem, a Chassid Hashem, and Kudsh Brichu starts with Ani ledaldi. That's number one. Secondly, even though there are stirrings inside of us, I don't know if we really, really appreciate the power of these days. We know that it's a time for tshuva. But do we really, really internalize the koach? Do you really believe what Remelech Biderman said a couple of weeks ago, that a person could turn himself from a ben yoreg letzadik v'chassid to a tam sheni yadeh lishol, to someone who is ignorant, lechacham upikeach, if he truly wants it, b'derek shadam rotzalelech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu molichin oso. How many Talmidim have we seen that no one thought that they become tremendous Talmidei Chacham? Because to become a Talmid Chacham is not about being the smartest boy. To become a Talmid Chacham is about perseverance in Avodas Hashem, period. Zakht Chafetz Chaim, a beautiful mashal. There was a fellow, a poor person, trudging along from city to city, a beggar, and he's all broken, walking down a lonely path, and sure enough, a beautiful carriage pulls up beside of him. And this clearly aristocratic, wealthy person calls him, and he says, "Come, jump in, I'll give you a ride." Fellow is grateful, the beggar is grateful, he says, "Thank you." He walks into this beautiful carriage, and the exhaustion envelops him, and he falls asleep. The carriage arrives at the city, where the beggar told the fellow he was going, and the wealthy person says, "My friend, we've arrived." The beggar wakes up, quickly says, "Thank you," jumps out as the stallions begin to pull away, and he jumps into a throng of people. And everybody's asking, "What did you talk to him about? What did he say? Who else was with him in the carriage?" The beggar then realizes this is nothing less than the Tsar himself. He says, I fell asleep. Tipe shful. Do you realize that with every word and in any conversation, the man could give you half of the world? To turn you into a millionaire is nothing. But you fell asleep. Because you appreciated him. You appreciated him to get you to the next city. We appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes in Elul, that this is our opportunity to fix ourselves to survive to next year. Ani ledodi vedodi li, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there, and his koach is so much more than the most powerful person in the world. Ein oid milvado. And he's there ve'esnapo lefnei Hashem. Anything we want with our tefillah and our perseverance, b'derek shadam reitzeleilech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu malichin oisai. But at the end of the day, what happens is, we really, really don't believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so close. So we appreciate the carriage ride, we appreciate Elul, but we don't realize how great we could become. So tshuva inhibition number two is, did we really, really internalize the koach of what we could become and what Atni L'dodi V'dodi Li is? Our first tshuva inhibition is our terutzim, our lule, our answers. And Atni L'dodi says, we've got to go in the opposite direction. And the second inhibition is the realization of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being so close. But there's a third. The third I've discussed with the Talmidim in the past, and that is the mashal of the chimney sweeper. That there was a chimney sweeper who, someone who happened to be an important figure in town, the mayor in town, met because his furnace was broken. And he noticed that this fellow had very, very fine characteristics, fine midos. He was the lowest of society, but he was something special. To make a long story short, he invited his daughter to watch while the chimney sweeper was doing work around the house. And his daughter, who had been set up with the most dignified and most aristocratic boys in the city, also found that he was something special. And she asked her father, because at the end of the day she saw the chitzonius of aristocracy. She saw the chitzonius of wealth. She said, I'd rather be married to him. Can I date him? Sure enough, they go out, they get engaged. A father of one of the other boys, one of the eligible bachelors, who people thought were going to marry that girl, in his jealousy, went over to the chimney sweeper. And he said, don't you realize that you are the joke of Halloween? It doesn't make any sense. Why would the daughter of the head of the city, why would she want to marry someone so low as you? And sure enough, he convinced him that on Halloween, there would be one big joke. He, the chimney sweeper, would be the butt of the joke of the town. The fellow that thought that he was engaged to the most royal of all girls. He ran in on Halloween, the Jewish girsa, of course, Lahavdil is in Purim, and he said, I'm not getting married to her, and he disappeared. Rabosai, the moment in which we realize that we don't have terutzim, we get into the carriage. But once we get into the carriage, we can't fall asleep. We have to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so close. And there's so much potential. But then, not only do we have to realize the potential that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to give us, V'dodi Li, we also have to realize our potential for greatness. Ani L'dodi, the chimney sweeper blows that beautiful match, he blows that shidduch, and he breaks his heart and he breaks her heart because he doesn't believe that he could be great. He doesn't believe that he could be great in the world of material, and we don't believe that we could be great in the world of spiritual. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us siyata d'shmaya, that we should go beyond these inhibitions. We should go from lulei to ani l'dodi v'dodi li, and be zocha to soak up the most of kedusha, to become a markova, a chariot of Kutcher Brichot.